All right, on your Sunday, just another random pop-up broadcast, if you will. This random Sunday, just sharing a bit of my time, probably taking a little bit of yours. But it's okay, as I have some afternoon coffee. Afternoon, early evening coffee, I guess you can say. Because of what time it is. Speaking of what time it is, I hope you guys all realize what time it is with what they're facing or what we're facing from the positionality of Washington, D.C. And I don't know about you, but in a few more days, I'm just going to be gathered up like I have been. Sitting in front of some audio visual device. Taking in the shit show. Because that's all it's been. That's all it will continue to be right now, because everything is in an upheaval. If you're watching anything besides pugilistic sports and entertainment, which is fine. To each day's own, as far as I'm concerned. And don't think that I have more than a few screws loose. To put it frankly, and probably not so mildly, I don't really care what you think. It's just a matter of getting the information out here, because I'm making certain revelations in my course of study, self-study, which I feel is the best way to learn new things and realize where it is that you stand with inner standing, understanding that in actuality, I have no standing because of the way that I'm classified commercially. So being that we are commercial vessels, we are instruments of commerce. It's not how I feel. It's not what I believe. It's what I know. When you take certain things into consideration around you, within your very being, the labels that you wear, the machines that you utilize, this machine right here that I'm utilizing right now, that I've used a demand note, a reserve demand note to pay for. And then you realize you actually didn't pay for it. Yeah, it gets pretty deep. It's a good thing that the brain, the human brain, is twisted up the way it is. Because when you start coming into a particular realm of understanding certain concepts as related to you as an individual, and you realize that you are not free, that the framers of the Constitution knew that you were not going to be free because of what you represent to yourself and what you've been labeled as. Let me sip this cup of coffee here. I'm drinking coffee, like I said. I'm not being arrogant, not being pompous. Again, I just don't really care what you think anymore. I've progressively regressively, or whatever term you want to use to define how much I really don't care what people think anymore. Because I'm not out here to hurt people. I'm damn sure not going to let anybody hurt me. It's just when you reach a certain level of understanding, that chip on your shoulder becomes more pronounced. It becomes more of a hindrance to you when that chip moves off your shoulder and onto your back as a chunk. speaking metaphorically, of course, because we are living within metaphors. We're living within specific words expelled to keep us confined within a certain construct. Definitely going off script, because I'm just going with a feeling which I feel is ancestrally driven. Title of this is called Spiritually Driven, by the way. And this is not church to me. I don't attend church regularly. I did formally say that I was not religious, but everyone is religious in one way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of how devout they are. Some of you out there are religious about sports like football. This being Sunday, customarily, a vast majority of people that subscribe to what I've come to understand is the bread and circus. Yes, to each their own. I'm not here to pick a fight with anybody. I don't debate. I don't squabble. Too old for that. A little bit down the road these days. I'm not big-headed, but I have had people to tell me offline that I should speak. The truth is ugly. The truth is rude. The truth is blunt. And the truth is, people are embracing escapism and escapist concepts as opposed to seeking out the truth and finding out the real in terms of what really affects them and will affect them throughout perpetuity for generations to come. And admittedly, I'm going to admit, full disclosure, to an extent, because I don't want myself all the way out there on the street, because it's none of your business. However, I will let some things out if I feel it's going to be of some benefit to somebody at some point in time. As perhaps inspiration, as perhaps motivation, as if someone in the future or now, in the present, might hear something that I'm saying that might make some semblance of sense to them. But we are what amounts to a lost tribe. Actually, a conglomerate of lost tribes. We're tribal in nature. That's why we go in separate, distinct circles. A lot of them opposed to each other. It's like two magnets that don't necessarily attract to one another. If you put two magnets together, they're going to face opposing directions. So what we're running across and having to struggle with are people that are falling for the complicit nature of the construct, thereby they're complicit in their own potential for demise and ruin because they lack knowledge of self. They also lack how things pertain to them while other things don't. Like I said, full disclosure, when Barack Hussein Obama ran for office on the platform of hope, what was it? Hope, chance, whatever adjective you want to put to it, or whatever word, code word that triggered me beyond the visual optics, lead me to believe that I had a chance to make it in the world. Matter of fact, when he got elected, I had applied for a job position in Louisiana, of all places. I had applied for a job position for a state job. And I said, in the interview, during the course of something I said something to the extent that, well, look who we have in the White House right now. I feel like I can do anything. And this was a panel interview of four or five so-called white people, Albions, hybrids, Europeans. A couple of them snickered at me, but you know what? I didn't pay it any mind. didn't want the job anyway. Would have been nice to have. What I'm saying to you is I voted for the man twice. Voted for Obama twice. Then all everything else surfaces about him. And more stuff is about to surface about him now with the introduction of Obamagate. Working in cohesion with Joe Biden and his son. Certain proclivities have emerged. Yet people have voted for him. I don't care who you voted for. I don't care if you voted or not. And for the first time since I've signed up to be a registered voter, and what I thought at the time I was going to be a lifelong Democrat. I mean, I got my first home during the Clinton administration. Just to give you some idea. And we were hoodwinked by him too. But I don't mean to get off track. But for the first time in my adult life, since I became legal age to vote, I did not vote in this past election. A lot of it due to the increased level of understanding of all things that I believe to be contrivances, political contrivances, games they play. I wasn't really one for the victimhood and victimization of my people, of who I thought were my people, who I still think are my people. We're still being subjugated, and we're well into, 20 years into the 21st century? And we're still having these same old things that have been occurring since childhood. And it's because of what? There's not really one reason, and there is a solution, but there's not really one reason for everything that ails us. Essentially because we lack the proper standing, we're not in the proper position, and we are subscribed to what is known as commercial law. It's not opinion, it's fact. There are certain laws that we fall under from birth upon the signature of the instrument known as the birth certificate, which is a serialized document, much like a marriage license is. And on the other extreme, because I don't know what it's like to go through a divorce, but I know plenty of people who have gone through divorces. So I have a very loose understanding of that process. But I know it involves fiat. Money. Same thing with child support or child support. It involves money and demand notes, fiat, etc. Legally recognized tender. So I want to go over these 10 maxims of commercial law with you. By the way, because this is from a book that I just begun to read, and it's actually something I'm almost finished with. It's rather astonishing how thin this book is, but it's packed with so much information. And this is no new thing, and all of a sudden that I'm woke. I mean, I had an earlier conversation with somebody today, and you know, I didn't necessarily take offense to it, but it caught my attention. Because it's appearing to some people that I'm new at this. I'm new at this increased understanding. But the knowledge has always been there. It's just that I couldn't nor was I in the position to advance through it. However, I am now. The 10 maxims of commercial law, as I make an adjustment here. Have to make an adjustment. All right, I'm back. There we go. I want to provide some background music, actually. There we go. So I'm just sitting back this Sunday afternoon listening to a little bit of jazz music, right, that you hear playing in the background, and doing some reading. I won't necessarily say that I'm getting caught up. Yes, I am getting caught up. Oops. Getting caught up with things that I should already know, that I actually already do know, that is within me. So, reading a lot of books lately. And this one book that I picked up, or that actually arrived yesterday, that I had my eye on for some time, titled The UCC Connection, How to Free Yourself from Legal Tyranny. Something that I felt I should be interested in. And there's 10 maxims that are spelled out in this book that jumped out at me right away. Because there's 10 maxims of commercial law that we all fall under. So the whole goal is to escape from that, from those tentacles of commercial law. Give me 1 second. With a totally unnecessary copyright strike for playing other material from people. That's happened more than once to me before. It's also happened to professional DJs that have done this for a living for several years. Anyway, I was getting into the 10 maxims of commercial law, and that would include the following. A workman is worthy of his hire. A workman is worthy of his hire. Second maxim is all are equal under the law. All are equal under the law, which can be found in the Declaration of Human Rights book as well, which is something we actually should be going by, to be honest, as opposed to being a color caste. But that's for another show. Anyway, all are equal under the law. Third maxim is in commerce, truth is sovereign. Truth, the truth is sovereign. Sovereign is the truth. Truth is expressed in the form of an affidavit. Truth is expressed in the form of an affidavit, number four. So when an affidavit is issued going over a specific item, it's considered the truth. An unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in commerce. Point number five, Number six, an unrebutted affidavit becomes judgment in commerce. Point number seven, a matter must be expressed to be resolved. Number eight, he who leaves the field of battle first loses by default. So basically, you can you have to contest everything that's before you. So let's see, that's number eight. Number nine, sacrifice is the measure of credibility. And the last is a lien or claim can be satisfied only through A, rebuttal by counter affidavit point by point, or B, resolution by a jury, or C, by payment. Those are the only ways that liens can be satisfied. And you know, something in this book that I also read that was really interesting that had to do with, well, I won't go into the using the UCC code with the IRS. I won't go into that. Oh man, it's heavy. But just something that happens to us that might happen to those of us that are out there driving around every day. Practical application of the UCC in traffic court. And let me run this, just an excerpt from the book. Assume you ran through a yellow light, yellow traffic light, and a policeman gave you a ticket. The first thing you want to do is delay the action at least 3 weeks. This you can do by being pleasant and cooperative with the officer. Explain to them you're very busy and ask if he could please set your court appearance for about 3 weeks away. Now, at this point, we need to remember the government, government's trick. I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. So that's the approach you might want to use, kind of to that extent. The next step is to go to the clerk's office, you know, the traffic court's clerk's office, and say, I believe it would be helpful if I talk to you because I want to save the government some money. And this will get their attention right away, right? I'm gonna have to appeal this case. As you know, in an appeal, I have to have a transcript, but the traffic court doesn't have a court reporter. It'll be a waste of taxpayers' money to run me through the court system just to give me a de novo or a new trial in a court of record. So that's separate from a traffic court, right? Court of record. Because the court of record has a transcriber, court reporter. So I need a transcript for appealing, and to save the government some money, maybe you could schedule me to appear in a court of record. So you show the date on the ticket to the clerk, and they'll usually agree. There's plenty of time to schedule your trial for a court of record. Now your first appearance is in a court of record and not in a traffic court where there is no record. So the benefit to that would be this. When you get into the court, there will be no court reporter here or there who records every word the judge speaks. So that judge is more careful in the court of record. You'll be in a much better situation than in a traffic court. If there is no record, the judge can say whatever they want. You know, call you all sorts of names and tell you have no rights and so on, and deny it later because there's no record. So when you actually get to the court, the judge will read the charges, drive through yellow light or whatever, and this is a violation of ordinance, whatever. They'll then ask, do you understand the charge against you? This is, and your response would be, well, Your Honor, there is a question I would like to ask before I can make a plea of innocent or guilty. I think it would be answered if I could put the officer on the stand for a moment and ask them some short questions. Very brief about it, you know. See, what I'm understanding is that you have to kind of really be a bit passive when you're in court. You know, don't be demanding or anything like that. Right? So, and the judge, okay, here's an account here. Judge says, I don't see why not. Let's swear in the officer and, you know, take him to the stand. Why not? And you ask the question of the officer, is this the instrument you gave me? Handing him a traffic citation. The officer will reply, yes, this is a copy of it. The judge has the other part of it. Well, where did you get my address that you wrote on it? on the citation. Well, I got it from the driver's license. Now, reverting to the previous point about, you know, well, Your Honor, there's a question if, you know, before I make a plea of guilty or innocent, this is why it's important. Clearly stating that you do not understand the charges, with that in record, the court cannot move forward to judge the facts. Okay, so handing an officer the driver's license, is this the document you copied my name and address from? The officer says, yes, that's where I got it. Now, while you have that in your hand, would you read the signature that's on the license? Officer, of course, reads her signature. And then while you're there, officer, would you read into the record what it says underneath the signature? The officer replies, it says, without prejudice, UCC 1-308. At which the judge will intervene and say, hey, let me see that license. Turns to the officer, asks the following question. You didn't notice the printing under the signature on the license when you copied his name onto the ticket. Officer replies, well, no, I was just getting the address. I didn't even look down there. Judge says, well, you're not very observant as an officer. Therefore, I'm afraid I cannot accept your testimony in regards to the facts of this case. And the case is dismissed. So in this case, the judge found a convenient way out. He could say that the officer was not observant enough to be a reliable witness. He did not want to admit the real nature of the jurisdiction in his court. Once it was on record that you had written without prejudice UCC 1-308 on your license, the judge knew four key points here. The judge knew that they'd have to admit that you reserved your common law rights under the UCC, that you had not done it, or that you had done it sufficiently by writing without prejudice UCC 1-308 on your driver's license. That the statute will now have to be read in harmony with the common law, and the common law says that the statute exists, but there is no injured party. That since there is no injured party or complaining witness, the judge has no jurisdiction under common law. Now, of course, if the judge tries to move ahead with the case and move ahead anyway and try the facts of the case, you'll want to ask them the following question. Your Honor, let me understand this correctly. Has this court made a legal determination? It is that it has the authority under the jurisdiction that it is operating under to ignore two sections of the Uniform Commercial Code which have been called to its attention. If they answer yes, tell them you will put the court on notice that you will appeal this legal determination or their legal determination and that you are damaged by his actions and will sue him in common law action under the jurisdiction of the UCC. And this will work out well with the Internal Revenue Service too, by the way. In fact, we can use the UCC with the IRS before we even go to court. That's another topic for another day. So this is just one of the gems that I discovered in this little booklet. It's almost like a brochure, but my mind is blown today as I'm making new revelations, discovering new things, making new discovery that I feel are spiritually driven from my ancestors and being guided. So I just want to touch bases on that today as we wrap this out. I got this knocked out within a half hour. Cool. All right. See y'all next time. Sooner than later. Peace.